You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And we're back. Is Don on the line? All right, Don. We've got Don Weidenfeld. He's managing director, one of the big-time owners of the managing guy there at Magnum Energy Solution, bringing greenness to the world everywhere, technology. Don, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, you must talk to Michael Cooper a lot because he always is doing fantastic also. You know, Michael, we got to get you some headsets. Why don't you get some out of the bottom of that thing over there? There you go. Michael was sitting there. I couldn't remember what I had missed, and that's what it was. So, Don.
How could you not be doing fantastic living in South Florida?
On the bottom of that. And so, you can't be. You have to be. I mean, I was in Chicago at this family office conference earlier in this week, and it was nice, but in about 6 or 7 weeks, not so nice there, 6 or 7 weeks, even nicer here. I think that's the answer right there. Now, Don, let's make believe that I owned a hotel up in, well, I actually was in a hotel. You actually should be calling these guys that had the hotel I was in, because the energy was up, it was down, it was hot, it was cold, it was on, it was off. The lights were up, they were down. You know, this battery ran out, that battery didn't. It sounded to me like they just need all your monitoring solutions at this one hotel. And that's the perfect kind of client for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's one of our biggest verticals. We deal with hotels all around the country.
Now, this was a sort of historic one, so you guys will do a retrofit too, right?
Correct. All of our products are batteryless and wireless, so all of the sensors that gauge your occupancy, that lets the room know, are all batteryless wireless. You don't have to worry about changing any of the batteries. On the retrofits, you're not rewiring a building. It's literally just done with solar panels on the device, and they speak wirelessly to the thermostats.
Now, you just don't do wireless thermostats and stuff like that. You got a brand new division that helps people save money outside the place too, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, we do lighting as well. We have lighting as well as HVAC. We have interior lighting and exterior lighting. And we also use our occupancy nodes in the light troppers to let the lights know that there's somebody within 800 feet of them, and then they turn on and off based on the occupant.
Now, Don, you know, we've been talking about some of the new technology you guys have been debuting. I know a lot of it's been going into the home area. What's your latest product that you guys are bringing to the market?
Actually, right now, it's more on the multifamily. We're rolling it out much in a much larger scale in apartments, because apartment owners really want to be able to monitor everything that's going on in their buildings. And all of their tenants are looking for the upscale and the up-to-date electronics and technology. So therefore, the tenants can monitor their air conditionings, they can monitor their lighting, the owners can monitor everything as well. They can also monitor for package delivery or security systems and closed-circuit TVs all through the thermostat and the sensors and everything that we install.
Well, it sounds so to me.
Our new product is a Root. It's a multifunctional thermostat.
Wow, it sounds to me like we got to get that in front of some of the guys that I know that own tens of thousands of apartment units. It's, you know, what does it save somebody on electricity on something like that? Because even the apartment guy, even though he's not personally saving it, it helps him with the occupancy cost of his customer.
Yes, what usually happens with an apartment owner, the complex owner, loves it because he can actually charge more rent because his tenants will be saving between 25 and 40% just on the HVAC controls. And then on the lighting segment, they can save up to 80% just on the lighting usage. So the combined electric bill is easily north of a savings of over 50%. So therefore, the owner of the complex can charge more rent in his facilities.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it because I know that I live in an older building. It's getting ready for its 40th year certification. So we've got real analog AC, analog lights, although I've switched them all out to be the newer lighting quality. And And it's just incredible. You just switch out a little bit of the air conditioning thing, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and suddenly your air conditioning, your costs go down 10%. If I could save 50%, well, I wouldn't want them to push the rent on me, though. But still, it would be a great savings.
I mean, if they're spending the money on it and you're saving, then they, maybe they can do a split with you.
Yeah,
you know, they can push the rent half of the amount of the cost.
Well, you know.
I just want to know, Jim, are they changing the fish in your building while they're at it?
No, those fish are still going to be there. They're growing bigger by the day. That's right. Don's referring to the fact that we have enormous koi in the lobby of my building. Wanda's nodding her head. Wanda, don't bring any cats. Dogs, yes. Cats, no.
No, I got to tell you, I saw those fish 12 years ago in that building when you moved in.
Yeah, they're still there. They're still there. They're still big. They're getting bigger. They got these little tadpoles, but I'm really not a biologist, so I really can't tell you what they really do. Now, Don, let's say that somebody wanted to get some information. They wanted to find out a little bit about your systems. Now, before we go into how they contact you, one of the big things in today's world, and we don't talk politics on the show, but we'll talk a little here, is all your products are made in the USA, no?
Yes, they are. Everything is made in Ohio. We have five manufacturing facilities that we either outsource to or that we own ourselves. All of our components are also made in the USA, and all of our engineering is here. We do have some software people overseas, but that's just handling the software side of it. But all the hardware's here.
Now, Don, if somebody wants to get an installation, it's pretty easy. I know that you've done a bunch of universities. They had older historic buildings. How did you do an install there without breaking any walls down?
Jim, you know, all of our products are batteryless and wireless. So because they're wireless, there's, you know, every unit has a thermostat. So we switch out the thermostat, we rewire the thermostat. Outside of that, all of the occupancy sensors, the window door sensors, the temperature sensors, everything is wireless. And it speaks back to the thermostat, which again will speak back to the building automation. So a retrofit is actually perfect for wireless controls.
Wow, it sounds great. And I'll bet you really save those kind of buildings money because they're obsolete and not efficient. And you come in and bring them up to date and helps, you know, if it's a college dorm, I'll bet these millennials love that stuff. I guess they're younger than millennials. Yeah, so what do they call it, pre-millennial, post-millennial?
Our two biggest verticals, as you were mentioning, are hotels and universities and dorms, because in a hotel case, the owner the owner pays the electric bill, and same with the university. So if we can come in, and people, when in their hotel in the dormitories, they push the air down to the lowest or the wintertime to the highest, and the ACs are running full blast all the time. This way, we go in and we do the retrofits, which takes about one-third the time of a wired system, and it reduces the amount of consumption, again, by 25 to 40% on HVAC.
Wow, that's so wild. You know, we got friends in D.C. that are listening to us. Of course, our good mutual friend Matt's listening. It's a high five to Matt, but we're also got friends in real estate all the way far up as D.C. that's just tuned in on Facebook. So make sure you're using your Facebook ready voice there, Don.
Absolutely, Jim.
Now, Don, what is it that you bring to residential? Because, you know, we talked about apartments, but we've got a bunch of high-end realtors that come on the show that listen to the show. Can you bring something to help people increase the value of their home? You've got this stuff in your home, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of our systems work in a residential home. It reduces the electric bill. My electric bill went, when I did the HVAC, it went down from 7.25 down to about $500 a month. 5.25, and then when we did the lighting, it brought it down to about $350. So absolutely, it's definitely beneficial for residential.
Wait a minute, you just told me.
In addition to that,
you cut your electric in half with your products at your home?
Yes, 100%. That's exactly. I mean, if you take a look, it's the same calculation as we do on commercial. I mean, if you add the lighting in addition to the HVAC, you're saving a 25 to 40% on the HVAC. And then you save the lighting portion about 80%, and net, you're about 50-50.
Now we got to start working on something for the pools. I think you'll have it all covered at that point.
Yes, we will. We actually, you know, for your people in Chicago, as well as D.C., we make something else that's very, very unique. It's called a perfect pair. It's a wireless valve actuator controller that controls the radiator heat system. So why?
Wait, you got something that controls radiated heat for the people that are up north, like in D.C., New York, and Chicago? How does that work?
Yeah, we're actually, we just got contracted to do 1,200 units of an apartment complex in New York City. And we just finished the 2.5 million square foot stair at Lehigh last year. So how that works is you remove the black knob on top of the radiator. You replace it with our valve actuator, which wirelessly communicates the temperature control to a wireless thermostat that you put on the wall. That wireless thermostat then connects to your iPhone. So when you're in your office and you're ready to go home, you turn your heat up, and you know you're not burning your heat or the boilers when you're not, you know, there in the residence. And then, you know, those to turn the heat up and turn it on, you have to go behind the windows and behind the curtains and turn the black valves. It's ridiculous. It's antiquated. These buildings are built in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and that's how they, you know, had heat. You want to cool it off in the wintertime, you open the window. I mean, that's so antiquated. Now we can control all the radiators in these buildings, which reduces your wear and tear on your boiler system, which to replace the boilers in those buildings is, you know, millions of dollars. Let's say it's $2 to $3 million, and you can add another 20-25% onto the average life.
Wow. Listen, I got so sucked into what you were saying that I totally passed by the break. Can you stay with me? I was going to talk a little family office. I want to finish with the with a little energy. And I know that you also are a wealth manager for a lot of wealthy families. Can you stick with me on the break so we can talk a little more energy and a little wealthy family thing, too?
Absolutely.
High five. Wanda, it's yours.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Jim.
Stay with me, Dom. We'll be right back after this short break. You heard it. We're going to have some great info for you to learn about. Stick with us. More Don, more Jim.